Blowing the Whistle. I'm CJ Jackson, and this is the Business Review. It was an early fascination with the Enron scandal that sparked Amy Miller's research on how likely someone will blow the whistle on someone else's wrongdoing. Today, Miller is an audit associate. As part of her honors thesis in college, she surveyed business students on misbehaviors at college and in the workplace. Her findings show that the relationship someone has with the person committing the offense influences their willingness to rat them out. She says close relationships definitely play a part.
When it was someone who you know really well, like a close friend or a family member, people were less likely to blow the whistle. You typically wouldn't want to tattletale on them because of the repercussions. Not only like would that person suffer some type of consequence, but your relationship with that person would be tainted or changed.
And then there's the degree of just how bad the violation is. She notes if it's severe enough, people are going to blow the whistle no matter what.
They're going to be as likely to blow the whistle if they were an authority figure than if they weren't, which was encouraging to me, the fact that if I'm at work, it's a coworker that has committed a wrongdoing or it's my superior, if it's bad enough that it's going to get reported.
And to Miller's surprise, her study showed that students who had taken ethics were actually less likely to blow the whistle.
Taking an ethics class, you hear about retaliation and having bad relationships with their families after, and you kind of hear the backstory of what happens to the whistleblower after.
The Business Review is a production of KWBU, Livingston McKay, and the Handkammer School of Business at Baylor University.